JJ's is one of the last independently owned restaurants on the Country Club Plaza. There used to be lots of them. And over the last, I would say definitely the last decade, there are fewer and fewer and fewer independently owned restaurants on the plaza. And this one had its own character, its own style. It was independent in every possible way.
What did it look like?
Like a charming New York style bistro.
I'm embarrassed to say that I had never been there.
Well, I hadn't been actually in a long time, but I always liked going there because the service was very good. It was very congenial and very comfortable, and you were always made to feel special there.
And it had a real set of regulars.
I think there were regulars that had been going there and sitting in the same bar stools or sitting in the same table since 1985 when the restaurant opened. I mean, it did have people that loved it so much that they went often, sometimes maybe once or twice a week.
And what was it known for?
It was known for its superb wine list, a legendary wine list. It was known for, they had some dish, and I'm hoping I'm getting this right. I only ate it five or six times, an appetizer called tuxedo shrimp that was so delicious. I'd like to have some right now, actually, that I hope when Jimmy reopens the restaurant, that's the first thing I would want to eat, the tuxedo shrimp.
And it was a place that people would want to take out-of-town guests to?
I used to take some out-of-town guests when I had out-of-town guests. I would like to take them to JJ's because it sort of evoked Kansas City as a cosmopolitan, interesting, vibrant city that other restaurants on the plaza really didn't do.
And I understand that some of that was due to Jimmy France, the owner.
Jimmy France is one of the most charismatic, charming, interesting restaurateurs in the city. He really loves the restaurant business, and he really loves his customers. I've never seen a restaurateur so kind to his customers.
So what's the loss to Kansas City?
Well, I think it's a great loss, and I think it's a great loss for the Country Club Plaza. I think the fact that Jimmy France and the employees of JJ's had to put up with that ridiculous mess across the street for so long.
Which, that was the West Edge Plaza, which was originally going to be the Bernstein Rain building and then became a new project.
And seemingly has taken forever and ever and ever to finish. And it really did, I believe, hurt JJ's business for a long, long time. And, the fact that this happened now makes it a double tragedy.
And you mentioned that wine collection that's lost, too.
And can never be replaced. I'm sure it can never be replaced. And I think that's a horrible loss for Kansas City, and especially a loss for wine lovers who loved going there.
Do you know if the servers there had a particular relationship with each other that doesn't exist at other restaurants, or is it really emblematic of?
I think it's more emblematic. I think every great restaurant has a serving staff that operates as a well-oiled machine, that really fabulous teamwork. And a lot of the servers and bartenders, I should say, and managers at JJ's had been there for a long, long time and cared a lot for each other and really were a wonderful team. And the loss of that team, I think, is just a horrible tragedy.